Welcome to this training session on Cisco Application-Centric Infrastructure, or Cisco ACI, based on Cisco Nexus 9000 series switches. This presentation covers Cisco ACI IP version 6, or IPv6, forwarding overview part 1. We will look at features and interface GUI sample configurations. We hope that you find the following information useful. Now, let's get started. Let's begin with the features. This slide illustrates a high-level overview of a Cisco ACI fabric as well as how the IPv6 is enabled. Cisco maintains a tenant network and an infra network between all leaf and spine switches. The infra network is IP version 4 or IPv4. The infra network will continue to be IPv4 even though IPv6 support is enabled. The IPv6 support is used primarily for the tenant part of the network that runs from the leaf switches towards the servers. Cisco supports IPv6. There are two kinds of addresses used in IPv6. One is a link local address and is configured per interface. These addresses are non-routable addresses and are used by the link local control protocols to exchange the packets between the devices on the same link, subnet, or VLAN. Cisco supports two types of addresses as link local addresses. One address is the automatically generated addresses. These addresses are automatically generated by the switch using the MAC addresses. The other type of address supported is a user-configured address. The user can provide the link local address as part of the Cisco ACI configuration when it is configured in the tenant configuration on the interface GUI. Cisco supports both of these types of addresses to configure the link local addresses for the interfaces where Cisco has enabled IPv6. The second type of address is the global address. Global addresses are primarily used for routing the user traffic within the network. There are two types of addresses that are supported. One address is the fully configured address. In this case, a user provides a complete 128-bit address as a part of this configuration. The second type of address is Extended Universal Identifier, or EUI64. The user provides this address as a subnet. The least significant bit, or LSB, part of the 64 bits of this address is automatically generated.